time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
I'm Corey in for Darcy with Jill and Scott and our interesting islander, and this is going to be an awesome hour. Mr. Lenny Gallant, welcome back to the Oceanfront Studio.
Nice to be here. How you doing?
Fantastic, and excited to just talk about music, talk about festivals and life and stories, because you take those stories, you put them to music, you catch and capture historical things and memorable things and just weave magic with your voice and talent.
Thank you very kindly.
Now, when you started, like growing up in Rustico, did you know you wanted to be a musician?
I got my first guitar when I was 13 at Christmas, and I do remember that immediately started trying to write songs before I even knew three chords, and and so I wanted to be a songwriter from a very early age. You know.
What inspirations were you listening to when you were 12, 13?
Oh, I was a big Gordon Lightfoot fan, and Bob Dylan, John Prine, you know, a lot of storytellers.
I was going to say the true storytellers of that generation.
And yeah.
Incredible. And so then you started writing tunes, and before you knew it, got some ears.
I kind of got a little slow at the start, you know. I was very interested in it, but and wasn't until I was in in high school or early university that I actually started doing gigs and started playing in taverns and pubs and whatnot. But just thinking about it a lot, but at the same time thinking that's a difficult way to make a living. But so I thought I was going to go into social work or something like that for a while. I actually went to university and studied that, but kept coming back. Every job I took, whether it was painting houses or driving trucks or something, they're always short-term jobs, because I realized what I really wanted to do was get back to doing music, and eventually gave into it and recorded my first album and never looked back, and I just kept on working at that.
There's so much more, though. I had a conversation with folks yesterday. It's one thing to be able to write songs and perform songs, but to have a career in music, and there's so much more involved in, you know, especially at the beginning, in booking shows, in marketing, getting the word out, and not everyone has that skill set. So how did you learn that in the very beginning?
Desperation. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Especially when I was starting out, like there was no music PEI to help artists,
right?
You know, and so there was a lot of miles. I can't tell you how many times I've driven back and forth across Canada. Nowadays, it's easier in some ways. A brand new band can go and do a few showcases, and suddenly they're playing festivals all over the place. But back when I started, like you had to put the miles in.
You were performing in rooms with real people watching, as opposed to files being transferred digitally or Facebook sharing and that sort of thing. So people got to know you because they saw you.
You had to be there, yeah. Yeah.
And in radio and all that stuff. Yeah, it was a different time. But you have captured the hearts and maintained that relationship with fans for so many years.
I've been fortunate, you know, in being able to make a decent career in music, because I know a lot of artists that I hung out with when I was younger who are tremendous songwriters and beautiful musicians and really great performers, but they couldn't handle the business, because it is a tough business.
It is tough. We're going to talk more about that in awards and recording and the projects you're working on now, because a musician never stops working, right?
That's right. You can't. You got to keep putting out new stuff.
We'll talk more. Our interesting islander, Lenny Gallant, on OSHA 100.
International soccer comes to PEI as the International Summer Series stops in Charlottetown Saturday, July 27th. And you could be there to catch the action with Ocean 100. Atlantic Canada's own Halifax Wanderers face Middlesbrough FC.
Of inventory and more on the way, so come take a test drive. Join me tomorrow from 10 till 2 at Charlottetown Mitsubishi, home of the 10-year warranty.
Mainly sunny today, a high of 25. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 17. And tomorrow, it's Saturday, it's going to be sunny, high of 28. Right now, it's 17 in Summerside, 18 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
70s, 80s, 90s, Ocean 100, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. I'm Corey in for Darcy with Jill and Scott and our interesting Islander, Lenny Gallant, just talking about some of the collaborations. And you brought in the vinyl of the Jimmy Buffett collection.
Yeah, I finally got a copy of the vinyl. It took a while to come. But yeah, I know it's pretty pretty cool to be part of that project. And to be singing about PEI on his album as a featured artist, singing the song about PEI with Jimmy Buffett is pretty cool.
It's an incredible story of how that actually happened. Now, were you nervous when the vinyl came to crack it open and listen to it?
No, I mean, I already heard everything many times over, so I wasn't nervous. I was pretty excited to get it. Pretty nice to be part of that project and open it up and see a photo collage and you know, next to the one with Jimmy and I is him with Paul McCartney and Emmylou Harris, and I'm like, okay, this is nice.
A pretty big deal. You have accomplished so much throughout your career, and I'm sure as we were chatting off air, this is a big deal, and like your collaboration with Jimmy Buffett introducing you to new audiences, but at the same time you've had decades of connecting with people, and I'm sure the people come to you and talk to you about their relationship, like hearing one of your songs and how it made them feel, and that's special.
That is the reason you kind of do it. I mean, really, is to connect with people, and as much as great as it is to work with people like, you know, that you've been a fan of all your life, and it, when you get messages from people about how a particular song touched them and how much it meant in their own personal life, because it related to something that happened or a relationship they have, that is the stuff that really touches home.
The connectivity.
Yeah.
We were talking when you started how different the industry was and how it's digital. Do you think there's a struggle with artists and the consumption of the digital download where you never really physically own things?
I think so. I think people like to have an album in their hands. I know what I do. And I think it's a shame that cars didn't leave CD players in the cars, because there's a lot of people out there who like to have a physical copy of the album they're listening to. And it makes it so much, I think, more powerful when you have something in your hand and a whole collection of music rather than just, digitally speaking, yeah.
All right, we'll talk more with Lenny Gallant, our interesting Islander. We're going to jump into the celebration calendar and say happy birthday to Tony Broderick, my kindergarten teacher, Billy Gallant.
Ah.
She is celebrating today, and I'm sure she's having some Anne of Green Gables chocolates. Billy, happy birthday.
I'm sure she has stories to tell, too.
No, she can't come on the show. Oh, man.
Or Tremere in kindergarten, boo.
Big trouble. Wayne Mullineaux and Borden, happy 81st from your family. Landon McCollum in Pleasant Grove is 17. Best wishes from Mom, Dad, Tucker the dog. Carol McGrath and Velvet Dennis celebrating today, and I do have to say happy birthday to Monique Daigle, my sister-in-law. It's her birthday today.
Okay.
Hopefully listening in online.
Also, happy birthday to Victoria Gallant in Mount Mellick, 35th birthday. That's from Mom and Joe. Glenn Bain in Bedford, 69 or 96. They can't remember.
Oh, dear.
Wow, they're saying 69 now. So happy birthday to you, Glenn.
Donna Albert in Sloman Park, 72 on Sunday. Happy birthday from Arella, Jerry, Marie, Marge, and all the family and friends. Good luck at bingo, Carol. Okay. Madison Trainer in Shamrock celebrating a birthday. Malcolm McDonald and Morrell turning 3. Kendall Moore, a very happy 46th birthday. Kendall lives in Charlottetown. Love from Norma and family. Wishing Alana Harris a very happy birthday. Love from Mom and Tim, Ben, Will, Emma, and fur babies, Scampi and Simba. Rosalind Dickinson, a very happy 5th birthday today from Grampy Cam. And Mammy, thanks and have a great day. And happy 44th birthday. Or no, sorry guys, that's an anniversary to Des and Joan Perry from your son, Ron. And I think that's it for today.
I think that's it. Congratulations, Laura McDougall in Stanley Bridge and Buck and Arlene McDonald of South Lake, winners of bridge passes from the Confederation Bridge.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge celebration calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
And a high reaching 28. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Darcy's Trivia, presented by Robin's Donuts. Our question this morning, and we wanted to know who played Harry in the movie When Harry Met Sally. And apparently it was a super easy question, Scott. I think everybody got it right today. Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
Congratulations going out to Peter Holland, this week's winner of the gift card from Robin's Donuts with Darcy's Trivia on Ocean 100. Lenny Gallant, our Interesting Islander, in just a few minutes. It's Bob Marley. '70s, '80s, '90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Good morning, I'm Corey. In for Darcy with Jill and Scott, our Interesting Islander in the studio with us, Mr. Lenny Gallant. We've been talking about music and your career. I want to ask a little bit about recording for the first time a French album versus your English projects.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because my very first French album, I was sitting next to Donald K. Donald, you know, Donald Tarleton.
Yeah, yeah.
We're at the East, at the, during the Junos, we're at this dinner. And he knew I had an Acadian background, but I didn't actually speak French then. I was just struggling trying to learn how to speak French. But he thought he had worked with some Acadian artists because with his French label, Taka. And he turns to me, he says, we should make a French album together. And I said, you're right, we should. And off we went to, so he funded a French record. And I was like, I don't even speak French very well at the time. But I don't think I've ever worked so hard in a project in all my life. I worked on my French, I worked on recording the thing, got together with a lot of French artists, rewrote every song about 10 times. And a lot of those songs are now Acadian standards that a lot of other artists have recorded. I'm very proud of that fact. So that once I did the first French album, I just kept making a few, as we went along. And now with my partner, Patricia, we have a Francophone duo that we tour completely in French when we do French shows, as Sirène and Matelot, it's called. And Jimmy Bubba's got a song on that one, a co-write, because he was always interested in working on his French. And his best friend in St. Bart's was Johnny Hallyday, who was like the biggest French rock star ever. They were good buds, and he passed. And Jimmy wanted to write a song about him. So we co-wrote a song about his buddy Johnny Hallyday, and it's on our French record.
What's it like for you over all of these years of music to go to award shows and like the CMAs were here in Charlottetown again, and just to have that celebration of even different genres of music and be exposed to all the different talent that's there?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. The East Coast Music Awards has changed a lot over the years, but there's still that core thing that, you get so many different musicians from different backgrounds. And I think everybody's pretty supportive of each other, and that's the thing that's stuck around no matter whether you're playing blues or reggae or trad fiddle. There's a nice vibe between people there, and so that's something I hope always stays. And I think on the East Coast, it's pretty unique. It's hard to find in other communities,
And you're always working on music. You've mentioned you started some recording just in the last little.
Yeah, I'm working. We're recording, working on a new English album right now, and started doing a few songs here on PEI. And I have, my last two albums I've been recording up in Quebec. We might do some up there as well. So. But that's pretty exciting to be working on new material.
We're going to talk in just a few minutes about a giant celebration that you've been a part of since like day one. There's got to be like a Guinness record for this. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Our Interesting Islander, Lenny Gallant on Ocean 100.
If you're still looking for that perfect travel trailer or fifth wheel for the summer and want to save huge dollars, stop into PEI Home and RV Center and check out the Super Summer Savings Event with Clear
on Ocean 100, powered by Mill River Resort, PEI's four-season, four-star resort.
Mainly sunny today, a high of 25. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 17. And tomorrow is sunshine again. I love it. Few gusts of wind, Corey. Maybe up to 40 tomorrow by noon. And a high of 28, humidex of 32. It's 18 in Summerside, 19 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
I'm Corey in for Darcy with Jill and Scott, our interesting islander Lenny Gallant. And just before we talk about Rendezvous Rustico, I got a text from Mary, and she says, having Lenny Gallant as your interesting islander is awesome. I remember telling him after a show, her daughter was one of his biggest and youngest fans. We just put her in the swing, put on a Lenny disc, and she was content until the disc ended, and then we'd have to restart it. So thank you for having him on your show. Mary, a huge fan, and her daughter, a huge fan. We all are, Lenny. Rendezvous Rustico, huge anniversary, 30 years.
30 years. I can't believe it's been going for 30 years. And for 30 years, we always have done the closing concert on Sunday night. And we'll be there again this year with my band and a few special guests. And it's always kind of a watershed concert because it's like the moment in the year that I kind of reassess what I've been doing and add some new songs. And it's a combination of meeting a lot of old friends and families and getting introduced to some new fans as well, because there's always new people that show up every year. And it's a fabulous event.
30 years and you've done every closing show.
Every closing show for 30 years. And this year they're going back to the original because they're getting a huge tent. Like, we've been doing it in a big church for the last number of years, and it would be sold out right now if we were doing it in the church. But because we're doing it in a huge tent, there's still some tickets available. And so, it's always special. It's always, you know, a combination of people who come back every year and some, as I say, new folks dropping by.
I remember my folks coming from one of the shows, and they're like, you'll never guess what happened. Just before he's about to do a song, the power went out.
Oh, my.
Oh, that is one that I got to tell you. Like, I do this song called Tales of the Phantom Ship.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
And that song was friggin' haunted, man. I cannot tell you the stories. I cannot tell you the stories of how many theaters and festivals that we lost power in the middle of that song. And I got scared of the song. I would only do the song as the very last song of the night. And we played it in Rustico, and it was my fiddler. I swear to God that she had something going on with her, because at the time, we played that song in the tent and the power went out, and in the middle of that song. And she said that there were people standing all around her in the dark, talking to her in a language she didn't understand. And I always remember that story. It was like, okay. we shut down the Vancouver Folk Festival sound system with that song. And at that point, I said, okay, I'm not playing this song again unless it's the last song of the night, because there's something strange about it.
I don't care if they're shouting for encore. I'm not going back out. No. I just did it.
For anybody, and I'm sure that the majority of islanders are familiar with Rendezvous, but it's a weekend of full programming with music. There are lectures. There is a big food component. So really something for everyone. I think things get underway. There's even pancake breakfast. So lots to see and do for everyone.
Tremendous food preparation there, and awesome lectures. People like George Arsenault talking. And then on Saturday night, the night before we play, is an iconic Acadian band called 1755 that were very influential in Acadian culture and music as well. Yeah.
Yes, and you're on Sunday evening.
We close the show Sunday evening, and the price is right. It's almost half what we usually play for, so it's a great time to come and catch a show. And it's a family event, and so it'd be a lot of fun.
Are you going to play that song that we just talked about?
Now I might have to.
Sorry, I should have brought it up.
I don't know if it was going to be on the list, but I think I'll have to play it now.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's been so fun to have you here. You're so, you've got so many stories and such talent. And this Rendezvous, which is next weekend, is such a celebration of Acadian culture. And you're
right,
a part of it. You're there for all 30 years of it.
Well, thank you. I'm very proud of my community and the way they celebrate, their roots it's great to be part of it. Yeah.
Lenny Gallant, thank you for this.
Thank you all for having me here.
We will see you at Rendezvous Rustico. It's going to be a time.
It's going to be a time.